Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Union Cabinet has approved the terms of reference of 8 Central Pay Commission. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Commission will make its recommendations within 18 months from the date of its constitution. He informed that the Commission will comprise one chairperson, one part-time member and one member secretary. The Cabinet also approved the nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2025-26 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. The Chairman of the Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission, Sanjay Srinath, and the Chairman of the Himachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, Captain Rameshwar Singh Thakur, retired, called on Governor, Lieutenant General, retired K.T. Parnayak at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. They exchanged views on the functioning, best practices and emerging challenges of public service commissions across the country. Sharing his observation, the governor emphasized strengthening transparency, efficiency and credibility in recruitment processes to ensure that public institutions continue to attract the finest talent. The governor also shared insights into the challenges faced by the APSC in recent years and the steps taken to restore public confidence and institutional integrity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the 69th National School Games 2025 Under-17 Boys and Girls Boxing at the Khelo India Indoor Stadium, Itanagar. The event marks the first ever hosting of a National School Games competition by Arunachal Pradesh. While addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister expressed immense pride at this milestone, calling it a reflection of the state's growing confidence and capacity to host major national events. He highlighted that the School Games Federation of India, SGFI, established in 1954, has been instrumental in nurturing India's young sporting talent and providing the foundation upon which many national and international athletes have built their careers. The CM added that Arunachal Pradesh, which became affiliated with SGFI in 2008-09, has since made impressive progress in developing school-level sports. In the meantime, Mr. Khandu reiterated the state government's strong commitment towards sports and youth empowerment. Minister for Agriculture Gabriel Diwangsu today inaugurated the 4th State Level Archery Championship 2025 at the High Altitude Sports Stadium, Tawang. While addressing the gathering, the minister stressed the importance of promoting traditional games and commended the organizers for providing a platform for young archers to pursue the sport as a discipline and potential career at national and international levels. The 3 days championship is being organized by the Tawang District Archery Association under the guidance of the Sports Authority of Arunachal and the Arunachal Pradesh Archery Association. Minister for Agriculture and Horticulture Gabriel Diwangsu yesterday participated in the 3rd high-level task force meeting on agriculture and horticulture via video conference. The meeting was chaired by Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole in presence of Union Minister for Donor Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya and focused on value chain exports, marketing strategies and market linkages in the Northeast region. Sharing the news in a social media post, Mr. Wangsu informed that he highlighted the state's views on private sector engagement and public-private partnership in the farm sector. Additionally, he also proposed crop-specific contract farming models and suggested setting up a regional agri-export center in the region. The 3rd phase of the search and rescue operation to trace a civilian porter, Jamok Pansa, was launched yesterday by the district administration, Anini. The porter had gone missing on 22nd September last from his tent camp at Kangri Army Patrol Base. Earlier, the 2nd phase of the search and rescue operation was called off on Sunday due to adverse weather conditions, including incessant rainfall, poor visibility and heavy rainfall. In the meantime, the district administration has expressed its gratitude to all participating agencies and volunteers for their continued dedication and resilience. The Arunachal Pradesh University Pasighat will hold its first convocation ceremony on 30th October at its Hilltop campus. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.